sincerely hope this works, because tech issues are like currently my life. But moving on. Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you have enjoyed this Easter weekend. Obviously, this is going to be about the Easter weekend, so strap yourself in for a lot more of Easter madness. This is basically just going to be a log of what I got up to this past weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I sincerely needed this long weekend, and I did enjoy it fully, to the point that I am recording this very late on Monday evening and will be editing into the night. So enjoy this on your Tuesday or whenever you are listening to it. When it comes to South Africa, there are usually three common denominators when it comes to events, and those things are usually food, music, and family and friends. And then a side piece number four is drinks, if you are of legal age. If not, it's cool drink and coke. But for the most part, it's those three things. So whether it's a get together, a weekend away, a party, yes, maybe a funeral even, those are the three things that are always there. You know you're gonna have good food, you know you can have a party with the music you're playing, and you're gonna be surrounded by family or friends or just people that you love. And that was essentially the same for this weekend. It's Easter. Obviously the Easter buns are everywhere, whether you like it with or without raisins, whether you like the cross on top or not. You probably ate Easter buns. Like, it's a thing. Fish, obviously. A lot of people actually avoid the meat and just go for a lot of fish. And then chocolates. Duh. With us, and don't crucify me for this, I don't eat pickled fish. So, tough. Like, I don't know why, but I don't. So, I actually bought filleted hake, cut it up, battered it myself, and fried that, and it came out delicious. I had it with the buns. And then, obviously, I bought chocolate. So, you guys know, quality over quantity kind of person. So I bought my family the Lindt Easter bunnies with the little bells on, and I got the name customized, as you will have seen on my Insta. I love Lindt. Like, this episode is not sponsored by Lindt, but I love Lindt. I always buy the occasions chocolates. So if it's Easter, I buy the Easter bunnies. If it's Christmas, I buy the Christmas stuff. If there's Halloween stuff that they have, which I know they've done for the past few years, like little pumpkins or things like that, I buy that. But whenever there's an occasion, I buy chocolates for it, and I love that. So when it comes to Easter, chocolates are a big thing. I bought my nieces and nephew chocolates from Lindt, all those kinds of things. So food, definitely a major part. And with us, I made special effort to make this fish. I made the batter from scratch, cooked it, enjoyed such a nice lunch. That was Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. But that's what we do. And obviously the music was pumping. There's no other way to say it. I got a very nice gift from my father. I will take a picture on it. I'm actually speaking about it in an upcoming episode. But I got a vinyl music player, but it's like an all-in-one thing that plays music, plays CDs, cassette tapes, Bluetooth, radio, you know, all the things. And music was playing the whole weekend. It was insane. It was really, really fun. And I didn't see my friends this weekend, but I did spend time with my family, which was really, really, really nice. As I said, this weekend was mostly all about relaxing. The cricket came on Friday and Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. So that was really nice to watch. And we were screaming at the TV. I'm not even gonna lie. I watched cricket. I played PlayStation 4. I had a really, really, really good time. And this weekend was relaxing. I didn't do much. And by not do much, I mean I freaking repainted the kitchen. So, crazy. I know. But I had a good time and I enjoyed it. And aside from repainting the kitchen, cooking, getting some other things done, I actually did enjoy myself. Monday, which is today, we actually went out just as siblings. We went to go eat sushi and then we came back and we had a really nice time. I mean, I slept in late this morning, took a nice shower, did my hair, got dressed up, went out to lunch with them, came back, relaxed, and just had a good time. So this weekend was really nice. This podcast episode is a bit short. But I think the main point of this was taking a break every now and then is really important. And doing the things you want to do is key. The kitchen had been calling my name and I've been meaning to do it. And I told myself last week, when I have the time, I'm going to do it. So I made time to get it done. And I got that thing off my list. And I was really, really happy about it. It wasn't something I dreaded doing. And I've got a couple of big things for the next time I do have off or take off or don't have plans. But the thing is, cater it to yourself. Everything you do, do it for yourself and on your own timeline. Don't try and conform to other people's timelines. You do you, not anyone else. That's it for this week. The song of this week, in honor of the bell on my lint bunny, is Anita Ward's song called Ring My Bell. I can literally hear that song, ring a ding a ding. Like, can we just? That's all I have for you. Enjoy. Love you. Bye.